Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Roosevelt Mall is scheduled to reopen today. The NTSB has finished its on-scene investigation of that deadly medical jet crash in the Northeast. KYW's Tim Jimenez joining us from the scene with the latest. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Carol. Yeah, the company that owns the Roosevelt Mall posted on social media that the businesses will be reopening at noon today. That does not, however, include the Raising Cane's and the Dunkin'. Both are standalone buildings close to the crash site here on Cottman. And it isn't clear how long it'll take to fully reopen Cottman Avenue. However, there has been significant progress because the NTSB gathered all the evidence that needed from the scene. Crews have been cleaning the area as well. Philly police are still working on the forensics investigation, but City Managing Director Adam Teal says their work has been moved off-site.
So we can start to restore the area of this tragic incident back to activity. I won't say normalcy because that is going to take much longer.
And for the people who live here, actually, who knows if it'll ever feel normal again. Of the 14 homes damaged from the crash and the fires, there three of them are considered to be imminently dangerous and no one is allowed back in. The shelter, though, at Fells High School, where some of those folks were staying at, that has been closed as those residents have been transitioned to different housing. The city is urging residents who are looking for more information and to possibly get connected to different resources, Carol, like mental health, for example, which the city is really stressing, to go to the community meeting, again, that is scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight at the Solace Cohen School here in the Northeast.
Yeah, the extreme trauma of all of this. All right, thank you, Tim. KYW's Tim Jimenez in the Northeast this morning.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.